We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slacker and Steve.
So one of the hardest things to do in life is meet the parents.
Ooh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
You've only done it like once in your life, right?
Oh, yeah. Ha ha.
And he passed with flying colors. They loved him.
They did.
She is really good in small doses.
Yeah. Right? It was a lunch.
Yes.
45 minutes.
Yep. All right. So somebody's got a problem with an upcoming meet the rents kind of situation. Emily?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
What's happening? How are we going to help you?
Okay, so I'm getting ready to introduce my parents to my boyfriend, and I'm super, super nervous. He's, he's also my boss.
Oh, good job.
More. And he's 18 years older than me, which is, like, it doesn't bother me.
18?
He's divorced. Yeah, but he's divorced, but he does have, like, three kids, but we all get along. I mean, honestly, one of them is older than me.
What? Oh, my God, no.
That makes it complicated.
This guy's my Elvis.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm okay with it. And he's okay with it. The kids are okay with it. But so I told my sister because we're really close. And she said it was gross and that I need to leave him. And she told me to quit my job.
Wow.
And she told me the relationship wouldn't last. And she was just, honestly, I thought she was going to be the supportive one.
Oh, no.
Now makes me, like, even more nervous to talk to my parents about it. I don't want to have to choose between the love of my life and my family. But
wow. Well, wait, now, you've been telling your family that you've been dating a guy. You just haven't given up all the...
The details,
yeah,
like, he's your boss and he's old?
That part.
He's older. Well, I mean, it's easy to be vague when they haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick question, since you're younger than one of his children, is he then, I would assume, close in age with your father? Or... Like,
I'm the youngest of three, so my parents are a little older.
Okay.
I mean, I guess he's closer in age to my parents than he is to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when y'all hang out,
I'm just saying,
ARP cards,
my daughter brings home somebody that's like close in age to me, I'm flipping out.
Really?
What part?
What do you mean? Like, Amber, would you date somebody close to your father's age?
No.
What if you fell madly in love?
See, you can't help
with
that.
You can't help who you love, and he's a youthful.
So, my parents are 13 years apart, so this doesn't seem strange to me. He was close in age with my mom's parents, my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Amber's going to give the advice on this
one. And your grandpa was cool with him?
Well, they weren't great parents, so they didn't really you know what I mean? They weren't super involved. But, love is love. It doesn't see age and all of that. And it's not her parents' life. I think once they see how happy she is and what a good guy he is and how well he treats her, over time, it will ease.
Nice.
I'm just going to say this, Emily, you got a pretty good read on life, it sounds like, and you're happy, and I totally get that, but you thought your sister was going to be your ally in the situation, and you were wrong. So let's imagine how much worse your parents' reaction is going to be.
Oh, I thought they were going to be the supportive ones.
I personally would just continue to live your life. Why do you have to introduce this guy at all? I mean, like,
She's probably close with her family. She wants them to be involved in, this is the love of her life. You want to bring him on family trips and potentially holidays or, who knows, right?
Exactly. Like, I don't want to have a boyfriend where it's like, but every time there's a family get together, hey, you stay home. I'm going to go by myself.
Okay.
Or like rent a young man. Like,
well, Emily, you kind of said it earlier. Are you willing to lose your family for this guy? Or are you willing to lose this guy for your family? You can't have both.
You might be able to have both, but it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, let's plan on not.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
How much do you love this guy? I guess basically it comes down to that.
She said he's the love of her life.
Yeah.
But
that is really painful to have to think about.
How does he feel about meeting your parents? Is he nervous? Does he have a good head on his shoulders where he can kind of charm them?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think he's kind of nervous, but I think he's just vibing off of how nervous that I am. Uh-huh. I think he's.
This is awful. I can't remove myself from being a father of a daughter, and it's like I hate every part of this. This guy's already lived his life. He's got grown, like he's got children. He's got, and this is inappropriate. Like it's not, because I'm down with you can date anybody of any age. I get it, as long as they're of consenting age or whatever. I don't think you'd be calling us if you didn't know this was wrong.
There is that.
I think you're calling us to try to find a way to sneak one past the goalie that is your parents, but I don't think it's going to work. When they meet this dude and go, how many kids you got? Wait, you're her boss. Like, there's just one hit after another. He's 18 years older. He's your boss. He's got three children. It's like, it's too much. I'm saying all this not as like an impartial person. I'm saying this as a father of a dad, and I'd be looking at my daughter going, you someday want to have kids of your own. This guy's not going to have kids with you. He's already got.
How do you know that?
I don't. Do you guys want kids, Emily? That's a great question, Amber. Do you want kids, and will he have them with you if you do?
I want kids for sure. He said he's open to talking about it.
Okay. I'm a guy, so I know
it's... You know exactly what that is. It's when your parents say, we'll see.
Yes.
It's a no. Yes. I'm not telling you now.
He's going to keep putting it off until you hit menopause. And
right.
Then you can't, yeah.
No guy who's got kids out of diapers and has gone through a divorce and done the whole thing truthfully wants to hit the damn reset button.
That doesn't mean he loves you any less. It's just that,
I don't know. We know someone who did that, and he says his son is the apple of his eye. He adores the little guy.
Real quick, I just talked to a guy my age, and he says that he wants to have kids again because he's older, he's wiser, and he would do it better this time. I'm like, dude,
what's
nope.
That?
Do not hit the reset button when you're, oh my God. Emily, we're not helping so far, so we're going to turn this over to the listeners.
Yeah.
So you need advice on how to approach your parents, or whether you should do it at all, or what are you looking for?
Well, initially approach, but of course now after we've talked, I'm like, ooh, I don't want to have a secret relationship.
Right.
Right.
But I also don't want to lose either, and that...
Emily?
Like, I want to cry. Like, this is hard.
There's a sentence you need to get used to when you get there is, parents, do you want me in the family or not? Do you still want me in your life or not? Because I have a feeling there's going to be a line drawn.
Ultimatums will be coming down from their
lines
side.
And sand.
I think initially, yes, but
you
got to just, like, get through the tough part, and then eventually it'll all soften and... be okay.
Hopefully.
Or it won't. Emily,
this
sucks. Hang on tight.
Yeah.
I don't.
You think you said she's doing the wrong thing.
I know.
Thing.
I don't think this is wrong.
I'm just this reminds me a little bit of my first wife. We were 10 years apart. Now, I didn't have three kids. I didn't have anything, but she was in her 20s. I was in my 30s, and I looked at her and I said, I effing loved my 20s.
Right.
I don't want to do this because I am going to steal them from you if we get married.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't care. And blah, blah. Emily's like, oh my God, I love him. And we're 18 years apart, but it doesn't matter. She's not thinking clearly.
You're right.
She's giving up, whether she sees it or not, she's giving up the kids. She's never going to have kids with this dude. And it's her boss. He's got this position of authority. She's blinded by love. And I'm being the dad going,
I see what you're saying. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the times you are right, but there is that one occasion that's just, it's kind of weird, but it works and everyone's happy. If that's her?
And I respect him, so.
Steve is like, he is my inspiration.
If you're 18 years younger than Steve, hit him up. All right, so Emily needs your help. How does she introduce her boss, who's 18 years older with three kids and divorced, to her parents? Meredith?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah. Hi. What do you think?
So I've been in a situation. My husband's 23 years older than me.
Nice.
Whoa!
I had a daughter who was 2 years younger than me. It was rough with the parents. I mean, his sisters called me a gold digger, and my parents were like, he's almost our age, and it was not a fun situation, but in the long run, I mean, I was happy. They could see I was happy. They finally came around. We have five kids. You know, like,
yep,
it can happen. It's just, it's going to be uncomfortable for a little while. And if you love the person, then you'll walk through the uncomfortableness until they either choose to accept or not. And, you know, they may be happy. Now they have grandkids. My mom had great grandkids by the time, you know, before she passed away. So, you know, like,
but
there are benefits and there are not benefits, but, you know,
the good news for you is he's going to die way before you are, so you get another shot at
all right.
Something.
Wow.
I mean,
I don't need another shot. I got five kids. That's enough.
Wow. But you're pretty much guaranteeing what she already knows. That first meeting is going to suck.
It's going to be awkward. It's hard. It's not an easy situation, but you have to wait it out. You have to give everybody time to process what you already know about that person, right? You know, you love them. You know, they're good people. You know that that's who you want to be with for now or not forever or whatever you choose. But, you know, you just have to be willing to be open and honest and have a conversation. And
to eat a lot of crap from other people.
Yeah. I mean, you almost have to then at that point, you're proving to every day, you're proving that they're wrong about you.
Amen.
Right.
Sam?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think?
What I would do is go and ask your parents what they think about if you're dating an older man. That's what I did with my parents. My boyfriend's 22 years older than me. I'm 29. He's 51. So, and our relationship is outstanding. He gets along with my family. We go to family functions. It's impressive.
Wow.
See,
good for you.
Can be great.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you float the hypothetical past your family first, like, what if I was dating somebody?
I totally did. And my mom, her reaction at first was, I would think you have daddy issues, I think, and then she, and then I was like, well, since you said that, I didn't tell her for another month. I dated him for about 6 months before I told him, and did introductions and whatnot, and my mom was like, you said you dated him. I didn't know it was you, and you're perfect for that. That's what you need. And I was like, well, I didn't know. And
22 years. Yeah. I'm super, super happy.
Good for him. Great.
Good for, I know, Steve's over here going, yeah! Dawn.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that Emily sounds absolutely the sweetest person, but she's being naive, not like in a mean way, but cute, you know, bubbly, you know, she's young. I think that this guy has everything to gain and she has everything to lose, and he's just taking advantage of her.
Ooh.
And furthermore, they're not going to have very much in common at all.
I mean, he's already got grown kids.
The age difference is too extreme.
Yeah. She's still growing up.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got... His life is already...
They're so opposite that it's just a perfect union. They're just so...
Okay, wow. Steve. He's just trying to keep... He's like, hey, if you're in your... You know, you graduated from high school.
Okay.
Hit me up. Kaylee.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I think that Like, it's definitely a hard situation to be in. I feel for her that she loves him. However, I'm thinking again about their future. And if she wants kids, I agree. This guy is not going to want to have kids. And if he does, no. It'll be reluctantly.
Yep.
You don't want to have kids with someone who's reluctant about it. And when think about, like, how old he'll be when their kids are just in high school. Like, how old he'll be when... Will he even be old enough? Like, will he live long enough to be a grandpa to their children? Like, it's just, that's a hard future. When you look at the future, it's hard.
Yeah. But love has a way to conquer.
Stop it! You don't even... Here's,
the thing is, she wasn't asking what we thought of their relationship. She was just asking how she should introduce to the parents.
This is true.
You're right. Okay. Tara.
Yes, this is Tara.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yay.
Yeah, so... my parents, there's 20 years between the two of them.
Nice.
So the culture, I think it's, you know, it's the age gap. We're really, really uncomfortable with that kind of age gap in a couple. But, and my mother would also say that it was really, really difficult. I mean, she had a lot of isolation just from being married to a man who was divorced, had a kid, and was 20 years older than her. But they were married for over 36 years before he passed away. They had five kids. So in the end, it was worth it. Of course, we don't know, you know, exactly what goes into it, but obviously after 36 years, her family came around to it.
Wow. Yeah.
But again, you're going to have to prove it by outlasting it.
It's got to just be a time thing, which is unfortunate, but... Yeah.
Do you feel anything, Amber, like that he is taking advantage of her like that one person said?
I didn't get that vibe.
But he's her boss. Like that. Let's take the age out of it. It's the boss thing makes it inappropriate as hell. Like you dating our boss right now would be.
You're right. I agree with that. Honestly, I feel like the boss thing is a bigger issue than the age.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll check in with her and find out how the meet the rents went.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.